Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Function Junction. I'm Eric Fleming.
And I'm Simon Timms.
And today's episode is going to be focusing on how to get some application settings in, you know, set up in Azure Portal so that when we deploy an Azure function out, it will get the settings that we want for production purposes. So today I'm just going to be using the previous example that I had, which when we were setting up the build pipeline with my cool HTTP trigger here, just to go through a quick demo. And I'll probably start with showing how to actually pull these values out locally as well, so we can use these locally and see how that works.
Great.
So let's get started. We have, for Azure Functions, we have the local.settings.json file. And this is where we can store, obviously, our local settings. And so let's take, so in the cool HTTP trigger, I have this name here. So let's replace this name with, to pull a name from the settings file. Something simple and easy. Let's go set up a name in our settings. Do name. My name's Eric. We'll set it to that. And then when we want to pull this out, we can do it by getting it calling the get environment variable function. So let's pull that out. Static string. Let's call it name from setting. Environment dot get environment variable. And then the name of our variable that we have set up over in local.settings.json. We'll set that. We'll see what ReSharper wants us to do there. Sure. So then we'll set the name here in our function to be the name that we pull from our settings file. I'll make it read only. All right. We can run this locally and see that now, like, the output will be hello Eric, because that's what we set up in local.settings.json.
Okay, so this must mean that the function's runtime, when it starts up here, it's going to take those values from local settings and push them out into environment variables?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. All right, so now that we're running, we can go hit this endpoint, the cool HTTP trigger endpoint, and we have hello Eric here. So quick, easy to pull that out. So now we've done that locally. So in order to get this out in, you know, when we deploy it out to our app service plan out in the Azure portal, we can go over to the Azure portal, and this is our function app, Azure resource. We'll select it, and then we can go to application settings. Down here we have this section that is actually titled application settings. There's some default ones that are already in there, and we can add a new string. We called it name, but we want to pull the environment variable for. We'll change it to Simon this time.
That's a good choice of name.
We'll save this, let it update. So now the next time when we deploy the function app out, it will take that variable and use it for the function. So once this tells me we're good to, all right, successfully updated. Let's go back to here. Make sure everything's saved, and we'll just push this out. So if you remember from the last episode, we set it up to automatically build whenever we commit something to master. So I'm just going to commit straight to master.
Always a good practice, committing directly to master.
It's the only way. Do not recommend that. So we'll say pulling value from setting. And we'll push that up. We'll go check it over in VSTS. See if we have, all right, we have something not started, so I'm sure that it will be starting soon. Yeah, waiting for an available agent. So this is going to build out here the same way, and it's really all just going to stay the same, except for now we have this setting over here. that's going to get used.
Okay.
I'll give this a minute or two. It's still a little slow, as we talked about in the last episode.
Yeah, it's just an unfortunate slowness around the build agents. I think a lot of it is the NuGet stuff. So,
yeah,
I haven't seen a really good solution to not having to do kind of network-based restores of NuGet packages.
Mm-hmm.
Things get even worse if you happen to be building a web application that now you need to restore NuGet packages and you need to deploy do NPM packages as well, maybe Bower packages.
Right. And I guess why this is building, I guess this probably isn't the only way to get settings into where they need to be. Just by using the application or the Azure portal isn't the only way. We could use an ARM template to kind of set up those variables that need to be injected, I think, and then we can set those values in the VSTS pipeline. So it's kind of, you know, wherever you want to set those, I guess your preference would be.
Yeah. Another option is that you could pull the values from Key Vault.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And I figure those, I guess kind of as we come across those, we could probably do a quick episode on those, each one of those individually. And if anyone's interested in one, you know, a lot more than any other, let us know. And we'd definitely be happy to do that one first.
Indeed. All right, so having deployed out nicely.
Should be. Let's go ahead and refresh this.
So is there any way in this portal? I haven't tried it. I think it's not apparent kind of what version is deployed here, right?
That is a good question.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's the sort of thing you might go to VSTS to see.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's take a look at our trigger real quick. So the cool HTTP trigger, take that URL and just put it in the browser. It should say, hello, Simon. As it spins up here.
I'm hopeful.
Hey, it did. Hello, Simon.
Awesome.
Yeah, pretty easy to, once you have the VSTS pipeline build and deploy out there, to adding a setting to your function is pretty easy, pretty simple.
So this idea of getting environment variables and using those for the settings, it's kind of a new thing on Windows. Like, we haven't really seen people doing it much until the last couple of years, sort of with the new .NET Core and ASP.NET Core stuff. The whole configuration system in ASP.NET Core has the ability to pull settings from the environment. And the reason that's done is because the environment is sort of the lowest common denominator that's available on the cloud. So if you're running a Node.js server, if you're running a Java, if you're running C#, anything, it all has the ability to read environment variables. So that's why we're kind of moving to this environment variable-based approach, and app services, anytime that you put something in those settings, it gets reflected into the environment, which is what we're seeing here.
Yeah, I'm very glad you brought that up. That is a great point. All right. Well, as far as this one goes, is there anything else you think?
I don't think so.
This one's pretty straightforward. All right.
Great. Well,
thank you, everyone. Hope you enjoyed another episode, and we'll see you next time.